Psalm 100, our psalm for the revival. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before His presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, He is God. It is He that hath made us and not we ourselves. We are His people and the sheep of His pasture. Enter into His gates with thanksgiving and into His courts with praise. Be thankful unto Him and bless His name. For the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting, and His truth endureth to all generations. Psalm 100. I know the message be right on. God bless you.
God bless you, brother. Thank you, Pastor. Turn with me in your Bibles to 2 Chronicles. 2 Chronicles chapter 20. Get that junk out of my throat to begin with. Hopefully that'll be the only time. Dealing with some sinus issues, y'all pray for me. 2 Chronicles chapter 20. Boy, it's good to see a good crowd on a Monday night. Thank you for all that's come. Amen. This is wonderful. Appreciate all that's come out. 2 Chronicles chapter 20. Would you mind standing as we read a few verses here? I'd like to preach on this thought for just a little bit. On this thought, don't wait to worship, but worship while you wait. Worship while you wait. You know, that's something I believe we need more in our churches. If we need a revival of anything, we need a revival of worshiping and praising God. Amen.
Amen.
I just don't believe we do enough of it. We need to get ready for heaven because that's what we're going to do in heaven for all eternity. The Bible says in verse 18 of 2 Chronicles chapter 20, and Jehoshaphat bowed his head with his face to the ground. Has everybody found their place? I see here some pages still turning. Just make sure you got. Sometimes I don't give the right reference. 2 Chronicles chapter 20, verse 18. And Jehoshaphat bowed his head with his face to the ground, and all Judah and the inhabitants of Jerusalem fell before the Lord, worshiping the Lord. And the Levites and the children of the Kohathites and the children of the Korahites stood up to praise the Lord God of Israel with a loud voice on high.
Yeah.
And they rose early in the morning and went forth into the wilderness to Goa. And as they went forth, Jehoshaphat stood and said, hear me, O Judah, and ye inhabitants of Jerusalem. Believe in the Lord your God, so shall ye be established. Believe his prophets, so shall ye prosper. And when he had consulted with the people, he appointed singers. I like this part right here. And that they should praise the beauty of holiness as they went out before the army, and to say, praise the Lord, for his mercy endureth forever. Let's pray. Lord, I thank you for the opportunity to preach, God. Lord, I know my inabilities. I'm not able to do anything without you. Without you, I can do nothing, Father. Pray, Lord, that I would say exactly what you'd have us to say, no more and no less. We ask it in your precious name, the name of Jesus. Amen. You may be seated. Say a few words about worshiping. Worshiping is giving thanks to the Lord and adoration to him. I looked it up. It'd be a good idea for you to find out just exactly. I want to make sure when I'm worshiping, I'm doing it right. Amen. Don't you? But worshiping is giving him thanks and adoration. I made it something in my life to try to every day give a time of my day to give thanks unto the Lord. Because the Bible says in Psalm 92, it says, it is a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord.
Amen.
So you want to have a good day? Give God thanks.
Amen.
Amen. Because the Bible says clearly, it's a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord. I tell you, I don't know about you, but some days I feel like I just don't have anything I can look back and say, well, I did something good today. But you know what? If you do that every day of your life, if you give the Lord thanks, you could say you've done a good thing.
Amen.
Matter of fact, I shared this with you years ago when we were here at this church. Actually, I can remember it like it's yesterday. We were setting up on a Saturday night, getting ready for the next day's service. And I don't think I even had my bus. This was before I had the bus. I had a motorhome, and I was traveling in it. And I made that commitment years ago to give thanks to the Lord every day. Tried to do that. Well, we had been traveling all day, and I'd got all the way down here and realized I hadn't even prayed to the Lord. I apologize to the Lord for doing that. But, you know, some days you're just so busy, you don't get around to doing what you're supposed to do. And I started thanking the Lord for His blessing. I said, Lord, it's not too late. I started walking around the motorhome and started thanking Him for His goodness and His mercy. And you know what? I looked up in the clouds, or actually wasn't a cloud. It was a cloudless day. And we're going to have a day when there's going to be no more clouds. Amen. Somebody say hallelujah. Amen. But I was looking up in the sky and realized there were no clouds and the stars were shining. And the Lord spoke to my heart right then and said, son, you know, I thought about it. I said, Lord, your blessings are like those stars. There's so many of them, I can't count them. There's so many blessings, I can't count them.
Yes.
And you know, I got to thinking, the Lord spoke to my heart, and I believe it, not audibly, of course, but it was louder than that. Somebody said, He spoke to my heart and said, son, there's billions of stars out there you can't even see.
Yeah.
And I got to thinking, yes, sir, Lord. That's the way your blessings are. There's so many of them, I can't even see them.
Amen.
We've got so many blessings, we don't even know what we've got.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. God's blessed us with so many blessings and wonderful things He's done for us. And here a while back, I was thinking about the same thing. You know, it's kind of at the end of the day, and I needed to thank the Lord for His blessings. And I was outside again. Matter of fact, we was down in Florida, and I forget what part of Florida it was, but it was down in Florida, the northern part of Florida. Not too far from here, I don't think. But as I was walking around the bus, I got to thinking, Lord, your blessings are like their stars. And I looked up and I didn't see the stars. It was a cloudy day, cloudy night. And I got to thinking, Lord, you know what? There's a cloudy day. There's a cloudy night. But your blessings are still there. Your blessings are still there. You're going to have a lot of cloudy days where you can't see the stars. You're going to have a lot of cloudy days when you can't see the blessings. But let me say to you, child of God, they're still there. They're still there. Your blessings are still there. And I praise God for that. And giving Him thanks is what I'm talking about. Worship Him and telling Him how much He means to you, and how He's worthy to receive all glory, honor, and praise because He's created all things, and for His pleasure they are and were created. And you know, and I think about some people in the Scriptures that worshiped the Lord while they waited. I think about David. He worshiped the Lord when he was running from Absalom. You remember that story? When he was running from his own son. Can you imagine that? His own son wanting to kill him. But you know what? The Bible says the king, that as he was walking, the Bible says he's walking barefooted, that he worshiped the Lord. He worshiped the Lord. And you know, he was worshiping while he was waiting. He was waiting to see how the Lord was going to work out the situation. But he worshiped God anyway. And I don't know what you're going through tonight, your situation, but you're going to have some situations where you're going to have to wait on the Lord. Can I tell you something about waiting on the Lord? I want to tell you something about waiting on the Lord. It's not hard to wait on the Lord when you realize He's never late. If you realize He's never late, it's write this down in your Bible. It's not hard to wait when He's never late. Amen.
Amen.
He's never late. I praise God for that. He's never late working out your situations. Amen. And I was thinking about somebody else in the Scriptures that worshiped while she waited. Hannah. You know, the Bible talks about her, how the Bible, she had gone a long, many years without being able to have a child. And God said she was going to have a child. And you know what? She started right then worshiping. She started right there, right then and there worshiping. And you know, it takes 9 months to have a child. Matter of fact, she hadn't even conceived a child at that time. But she went ahead and worshiped God. I want to say to you, child of God, don't wait to worship. When you're praying for somebody to be saved, don't wait to worship. Go ahead and worship the Lord.
Amen.
When you're praying the Lord to heal you from that disease you're in, when you're praying for the Lord to fix your financial situation, whatever it is, whatever situation you're in, don't wait to worship, but worship while you wait.
Amen.
And I was thinking of somebody else. I could give you good many examples, but Job. I was thinking about Job. You know, if you look at the scriptures from chapter 1 and from verse 14 down to verse 19, that's when Job found out all about what was going to happen to him, all that had happened to him. And the Bible says verse after verse that a messenger come to tell him what had happened. He lost his children. He's lost his all his cattle. He lost all of his, just about everything except his own life and his wife's life. But you know what? If you read that from verse 14 down to verse 19, it takes about 50 seconds. It takes about 50 seconds to read that. Job found out about all that he lost in 50 seconds. But you know what? He didn't wait to worship. But he worshiped while he waited. The Bible says he began to worship the Lord. And I want to just encourage you tonight, child of God, whatever you're going through, whatever, I'm sure there's a lot of desires in this building tonight, maybe over the internet. There are things that you're praying for. And our flesh wants to say, well, Lord, whenever you fix this situation, when you heal me of this disease, when you heal my loved one of this disease, when you save my loved one, boy, I'm going to worship you. I'm going to stand up in church and I'm going to raise my hand and I'm going to tell people how good you are. Why don't you just go ahead and do it?
Amen.
Don't wait to worship, but worship him while you wait. And I see this in this story here. We just read a little bit of here with Jehoshaphat. Many of you know this story, and I love this story of Jehoshaphat, how he fought the battles of the Lord. And we're going to look at some things. We find Jehoshaphat in a situation that we find ourselves in. And I call it a fix. Have you ever had find yourself in a fix? The best way to explain it is just, man, I'm in a fix. I'm in a situation. I'm in a calamity, a tribulation, a trial, infirmity, whatever you want to call it. The Bible has many names for these fixes. But here I'm calling it a fix because the Bible says in verse 2 of chapter 20, it says, then there came some that told Jehoshaphat, saying, there cometh a great multitude against thee from beyond the sea of this side Syria. You have to understand these were great armies that were coming up against Jehoshaphat and his little army. And I say probably a little army compared to the great armies of Syria and the Ammonites. And he responded exactly the way most of us would respond. The Bible says in verse 3, and Jehoshaphat, look with me, church, say it with me, feared. And verse 3, Jehoshaphat feared. Boy, that's the most of the time the way we respond to our situation, with fear. But you know what? Guess what? You're in good company. Even David, the Bible says, what time I'm afraid, I will trust in thee. We're going to have different times, when different situations where fear raises up in our hearts. And it's hard to avoid that, isn't it? It's hard to fight that off.
Yeah.
But you know what? Just like oil and water don't mix, faith and fear don't mix. And you know what? Fear is a terrible thing. Fear will bring you torment, the Bible says over in James.
Amen.
Fear brings torment to your life. And I just don't believe God meant for us to have a fear in our hearts. He didn't mean for us to have torment in our lives. And what are we going to respond with? We're going to respond with faith. Faith in God. Faith in God. Now, but we'll see as we go through the story how Jehoshaphat, he started seeking the Lord. And that's another thing you need to do. Not only have faith. As a matter of fact, that's a demonstration of your faith, is to start seeking the Lord in prayer. I may have said this the other night, and I'll probably say this again this week. Prayer is one of the greatest demonstrations of your faith to God. I believe that. Because you think about it. You're praying to somebody you've never seen. You're praying to somebody that can't or doesn't respond to you audibly. He responds to you through His Word, amen. But, you know, it takes a lot of faith to pray. It takes a lot of work to pray. And we show God our faith when we pray, I believe. But that's exactly what he began to do, is to pray. He had the right focus. And we'll pick the story up back up in verse 10. And now, behold, he's praying here to the Lord, Jehoshaphat is. He says, now, behold, the children of Ammon and Moab and Mount Seir, whom thou wouldest not let Israel invade, when they came out of the land of Egypt, but they turned from them and destroyed them not. Behold, I say, how they rewarded us to come to cast us out of thy possession, which thou hast given us to inherit. O our God, wilt thou not judge them? For we have no might against this great company that cometh against us. You know, that's something hard to admit sometimes, that you don't have the might, you don't have the power to overcome your situation. That's something you need to admit when you're going through a trial. Is just admit to God that you can't handle the situation. You need God. Amen. But He gives strength to those that are weak. Amen. He gives strength to the faint, the Bible says. He says, and I like what he says, neither know we what to do, but our eyes are upon thee. That's something I'd love to hear some of our leaders say sometimes.
Yeah.
We just don't know what to do, because clearly it's very evident that sometimes they don't know what they're doing.
Yeah.
So it'd be a good thing for them to admit that they don't know what they do. But, you know, they also need to say, but our eyes are upon thee. But their eyes are upon thee. Get your eyes upon Jesus. Look full in His wonderful face, and the things of earth will go strangely dim in the light of His glory and grace. Get your eyes on Jesus. Keep your eyes on Jesus. Boy, it's hard to keep our eyes on Jesus when we're going through trials and tribulations. I'm thinking of Peter. He was walking on the water. Wasn't that a great thing for him to do? I mean, how many do you know that's done that? I don't know of anybody else except for Jesus. I think it was a great thing for him to be able to do. But even Peter, with his faith to walk on the water, lost faith right in the middle of the sea. And he began to sink. And just as soon as he started losing faith, he started to sink. As soon as he got his eyes off of Jesus, he started to sink. And I'll tell you tonight, as soon as you get your eyes off of Jesus, you'll begin to sink. You'll begin to sing. Keep your eyes on Jesus. Keep faith in Him. He says, but our eyes are upon thee. Verse 13, and all Judah stood before the Lord with their little ones, their wives, and their children. And I want to read again here verse 18, our text verse. Verse 18, and Jehoshaphat bowed his head with his face to the ground. But before I read all that, I want to say something else. God sent Jehoshaphat a word. Jehoshaphat didn't have all of the scriptures like we have today, but he sent a prophet. He sent a prophet with the word. And a matter of fact, let's look at those words that the prophet gave him. The last part of verse 15, the Bible says, for the battle is not yours, but God's. Boy, isn't that a good thing to hear from the Lord, from the Word of God? I can just almost imagine Jehoshaphat going, phew.
Yeah.
There all this time I thought the battle was mine. But God says, that, listen, the battle's not even yours. Boy, isn't that a comfort to know that the battle's not yours, but it's God's. Amen.
Amen.
And notice something else that the prophet said in verse 17. It says, you shall not need to fight in this battle. Wow. We're going up against all these people and this great army, and I'm not going to have to fight. He says, what else does he say? He says, set yourself, stand ye still, and see the salvation of the Lord. Boy, I tell you, that's something hard to do, isn't it?
Yeah.
When you're going through something and you want to get in there and fight the battle yourself, It's hard to stand still. As the song says, stand still and let God, amen, just stand still. And it's almost like God comes in the ring and says, get out of the way. I'm taking over from here. Stand still and watch God move and do great things. But going back to verse 18 in the middle part, and all Judah and the inhabitants of Jerusalem fell before the Lord. Look with me that word. Say it with me, church. Worshiping the Lord. Now, I want to say, wait a minute now. Wait a minute. The battle hadn't even started. The battle hadn't even started, and they are already worshiping the Lord. Is that the way you're supposed to do it? I say, yes, that is the way. But that's not the way we normally do it. We want to wait till God wins the battle, and then we say, we'll have a good praise service and worship service. But no, have the worship service and the praise service right now. Amen. By faith, that's exactly right, preacher. Worshiping the Lord. And I want you to notice also, last part of verse 20, Jehoshaphat's faith. You know, we started off with him having a lot of fear. But notice his faith. And you know, the Bible says that faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the what? The Word of God. He had heard the Word of God, and it built his faith up. And notice how much faith he has in the last part of verse 20. He says, believe in the Lord your God, so shall ye be established. Believe his prophets, so shall ye prosper. I mean, he's bragging on the Lord. And let's go ahead and admit it. Lord hadn't done anything yet. but give him a word. He says, but you can believe the Lord. You can believe his prophets. You can believe the Word of God, child of God. You can believe God's Word. Amen. All Scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness. All Scripture is good for you. You can believe God's Word. Amen. You can rest in God's Word. Hallelujah. And in verse 21, not only did they worship, but they praised. And when he had consulted with the people, he appointed singers. I told you I like that part, being in a singing family, unto the Lord. And that should praise the beauty of holiness as they went out before the army, and to say this with me, church, praise the Lord, for his mercy endureth forever. So they already started not only worshiping, but they started praising. That's something else good to do. Just go ahead and start praising him.
Yeah.
You know, let me back up a little bit and say some more things about worshiping. Worshiping, the Bible says in John chapter 4, talks a lot about worshiping. We must worship him in spirit and in truth. And the Bible says that the Lord seeketh for such to worship him.
Amen.
In spirit and in truth. So in the Scriptures, we can determine, conclude that number one, that worship and praise is demanded by the Lord.
Yes.
It's demanded.
Amen.
And I hope to get a good amen right here. Worship and praise is deserved
by
the Lord. Yes, sir.
Amen.
He deserves all of our praise. Matter of fact, he deserves more of our praise and worship than we give him.
Amen.
But you know what? In that verse I just quoted there, he seeketh such to worship him. You know what that tells me? He desires our worship.
Amen.
He desires your worship. He desires your praise. Amen. And that's what we're going to be doing throughout the ceaseless ages, is worshiping him and praising him. But I want to get a head start on it.
Amen.
Worshiping him. He's worthy of all of our praise and worship. Amen. Amen. Worship him because of his of who he is, and then because he demands it, because he deserves it, and because he desires our praise. Amen. He desires our praise. But notice what they say. Praise the Lord, for his mercy endureth forever. Let's say that again together. Praise the Lord, for his mercy endureth forever. One more time. Praise the Lord, for his mercy endureth forever. And that's all they said. And boy, don't that sound good? Just us, what, We got 22 and 400 people here tonight, right? Evangelistically speaking, amen. But we got a good crowd here tonight. But can you imagine thousands of people saying it? The nation of Judah, all of them saying, "Praise the Lord, for His mercy endureth forever." All of them were saying it, singing it. Amen. Wouldn't you love to have been there? And what did God do? God did exactly what He said He would do. In verse 22. And when they began to sing and to praise, the Lord set ambushments. The Lord began to work. I want to say to you, child of God, don't wait to worship.
Amen.
Don't wait to praise, but worship and praise while you wait. Amen.
Amen.
Can I give you one more example in the Scriptures? Yes. One of my favorite examples of this, and we'll be done with the message. Turn with me, Matthew chapter 15. Matthew chapter 15. This is my favorite illustration of someone that worshiped while she's waiting. Now, we're looking at the Syrophoenician woman.
Yeah.
And as you know, she had a demon-possessed daughter. And you thought you had trouble. Let's see what happens with her. Matthew 15, verse 21. Then Jesus went thence and departed into the coast of Tyre and Sidon. And behold, a woman of Canaan came out of the same coast and cried unto him, saying, "Have mercy on me, O Lord, thou son of David. My daughter is grievously vexed with the devil." But he answered her not a word. Notice how it seems like the Lord just kind of shrugs her off. In verse 23, and his disciples came and besought him, saying, "Send her away, for she cried after us." Now, I can't help but think, pause there and say, disciples, they weren't crying after y'all now. She was crying after the Lord. But, you know, maybe a little bit of pride there. Send her away. She's crying after us. No, she ain't crying after y'all. She's crying after the Son of God. Amen. But he answered and said, "I am not sent but unto the lost sheep of the house of Israel." Again, kind of brushing it off. And then verse 45. Then came she, and church, say it with me. Wait a minute. What has the Lord done? Nothing. Not one thing, except for basically just brushed her off. Seems like.
Listen.
Seems like.
Yeah.
But notice what happens. She knew that basically it comes down to this. She didn't have a plan B.
Amen.
She was trusted in the one that was. She had an audience with the Son of God, and she's going to take advantage of it.
Amen.
She had the attention of the Son of God. And verse 26, but he answered and said, notice what he says again. "It is not meet to take the children's bread and to cast it to dogs." Now, I know what a lot of us would have done right there. We would have said, "Well, nobody's going to talk to me like that, referring to me as a dog." That's what a lot of been. We would have never got our prayers answered either. Amen. But she stuck around. She stood around. And the Bible says in verse 27, and she said, I like this, she admits that. She says, "Truth, Lord, yet the dogs eat of the crumbs which fall from their master's table." Woo. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. She was willing to admit, "Yes, sir, Lord, that's what I am. But I just want some crumbs." Amen.
Amen.
You know, if we can just get some crumbs. You know, she realized she was a Gentile. She realized that. She wasn't one of the chosen Jews, so to speak. But she was willing to admit that. But she said, "Lord, can I get something from you?"
Yeah.
He said, and well, let's just see what the Lord says. Verse 28, then Jesus answered and said unto her, "O woman, great is thy faith. be it unto thee even as thou wilt. And her daughter was made whole from that very hour. Hallelujah. Praise God.
Amen.
This woman, she worshiped while she waited. She worshiped while she waited. You know, He's worthy of our worship all the time.
Amen.
But you know what? Let me close with this thought. Don't you think that it means a little more to the Lord if we worship Him before He does something? Well, I was thinking about this, Pastor, but while I was thinking about this while I was sitting back there. You think about the book of Job. The book of Job is nothing but talking about his trial. And scholars say that it's most likely that his trial lasted about a year. Now, I didn't have time to look it up, but I think, if I'm not mistaken, Job lived to be 140-something years old. Is that right? Am I right? Somebody know that? But anyway, he lived to be a pretty old man. I know that. He lived good old days or something like that, the Bible says. But he lived to be an old man. But you know what? The only thing that's recorded about Job is 42 chapters in the book of Job. And all of it's about his trials. So you know what that tells me? It meant a lot to the Lord how Job handled his trials. He took up 42 chapters to tell about how he handled that possibly just 1 year of his life. I tell you what, God's looking. Woo!
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
God's interested in how you handling your trial.
Amen.
He's waiting to see. He may be just waiting to see if some of us would worship while we're waiting. He may be just waiting to see if some of us will praise Him a little while, because it means a lot more to Him if we'll worship Him while we're waiting. If we'll praise Him while we worship, while we're waiting. Let's pray. Lord, I thank You so much for the opportunity to preach, God. I pray that You'd use what we said, Lord, to bring honor and glory to Your precious and holy name. Thou, Lord, I want to say, I want to worship You, Lord. Thou art worthy to receive all glory, honor, and praise. You've created all things for Your pleasure. They are and were created. Lord, we want to worship You with all of our hearts, our soul, our might, our strength, because we love You. In Jesus' name we pray. Thank you, Pastor.
Bless you.